Voodoo 104 is KBDU Houma, New Orleans.
An iHeart radio station.
Hang with us 24-7 on social media. On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. At Voodoo 104.
90s to now. Voodoo 104. New Orleans.
I'll carry you home tonight.
Still haven't missed that song. If you want the New Kids tickets, it could be coming soon, though. It's Voodoo 104 and Mr. Ed Sheeran.
'90s to now.
Voodoo 104.
You're the lady. Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do on Voodoo 104 and 90s to Now. It's Jag. Not only is it Cinco de Mayo, it is also Give Nola Day. And that's where we find Ashley from Voodoo 104. Where are you, Ashley?
Hey, Jag. I'm out here at Cinco de Mayo.
All right. To get a little Cinco de Mayo flavor. Go see Ashley with Voodoo 104. She's got free stuff to hand out as well. Mellow Mushroom on Veterans. They're there until 6. The event goes until 8 with Voodoo 104. Ashley, thank you. We'll check in with you in a bit.
See you soon.
It's the Jag Show on Voodoo 104.
Okay, so if you work or live, Royo Cafe and Suites on Canal Street.
Voodoo 104, info to go.
Our biggest problem spot and accident, I'm Angie Brolier. Follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic NO.
Today for your Tuesday, good-looking day from the Fox 8 Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Bruce Katz with your Weather Authority forecast.
All right, New Orleans Original Daiquiri's
NTB. That's all you need.
The sound of voodoo.
Variety.
Love the variety.
Variety is the way to go. It's absolutely amazing.
I love it.
New Orleans home for 90s to now.
Tell me.
Voodoo 104.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it up all night long.
Making your daily grind feel less grindy. 90s to now. Voodoo 104.
I see I'm too late.
People still talking about that fight from Saturday night, and Manny Pacquiao could be in a lot of trouble for not disclosing the fact that he had a shoulder injury before the fight. He checked off the box saying that his shoulder was not hurt. Then again, even though he lost, made $120 million off the fight. Yeah, I'd lie about an injury too for that kind of cash. It's Voodoo 104, TLC's Waterfalls.
Voodoo 104.
All my music on one station.
90s to now.
Voodoo 104.
iHeartRadio On The Verge artist, Rachel Platten. Fight song. Available on Columbia Records.
Hi, Voodoo 104.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Cassidy.
Cassidy, you know you were listening for TLC's Waterfalls.
Yes.
And you've got New Kids tickets.
Oh my God. Yes.
New Kids, TLC, and Nelly coming to Smoothie King Center main event tour next Friday night. You'll be there. You're also a finalist for a meet and greet with NKOTB.
All right. Thank you.
You're like in shock. You didn't think there was any way you were going to win, was there?
No, absolutely not.
Cassidy, we'll see you there next Friday night with what station?
Voodoo 104.
Capone set up a combo between two. And the rest is history, which is a good thing.
They'll be shopping at Pier 1 over Santa Monica this weekend.
Right? Yes. The Terrence Howard drama just continues. I told y'all yesterday about how he's accusing his ex of blackmailing him with pictures of his small penis.
That's what she called it.
Well, she said, you want me to show everybody pictures of your little penis? I can get $2 million right now for this picture, these pictures and these videos.
Well, one of his nuts is speaking out. He was quoted as saying,
we're tired of his penis getting all the exposure.
Oh. Wow.
You know, Terrence crazy. He's not crazy as these nuts. Got him.
Okay. Got him. Well, Terrence is now saying that she is a racist who called him the N-word and even threatened to kill him. Terrence wants the judge to release him from paying her $5,800 a month in spousal support.
Didn't his last woman do the same thing, though?
His story stays the same.
She called me the N-word. She called me N-word. That was the last one, too.
But listen, he was only married to this woman for 1 year, has to pay 5 years of spousal support.
That's crazy.
I'm thinking if I'm Terrence, the next time I get married, I go ahead and get me a really good prenup.
Yeah.
Instead of the other
Make
kind
sure
of.
Make sure they're not racist first.
Well, you might not be able to. You might not know.
Yeah.
So Breezy posted a picture of the intruder who broke into his house, and she does kind of look crazy, but she's kind of attractive. Mm-hmm. She's 21 years old. She's a student of University of Houston. And the crazy thing is she told people, hey, I'm going to see Chris. I'm going out to see Chris. And she actually
did.
How did
she find out where he lived?
She find his house?
She got a map to the stars because he's moved a couple of times.
Broke into his house, stayed in there 2 days, was cooking, chilling. That's just the craziest thing to me.
Pictures on her IG of her.
I know, right? Scary.